Good morning on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio with Cantor Scott, Inspiration and Religion. I hope everyone had a wonderful and blessed 4th of July weekend and had a wonderful week. It is certainly summertime, and I hope your plans are out with all your goals and dreams and aspirations, and you are getting wonders and miracles on this summer. We say, loving God, creator of all times and places, we thank you for the gift of summertime, the days of light, warmth, and leisure. Thank you for the beauty that surrounds us everywhere we look. The multicolored flowers, the deep blue of the sky, the tranquil surface of lakes, the laughter of children at play, people strolling in parks, families gathered around picnic tables, and the more time we spend with family and friends. As we open our eyes and ears to the landscape of nature and people, open our hearts to receive all as your gift. Give us that insight to see you as the divine artist. Help us to realize and appreciate that you are laboring to keep all in existence. Warm our souls with the awareness of your presence. Let all the gifts we enjoy this summer deepen our awareness of your love so that we may share with each other and enjoy a summertime of recreation. And on that certainly, we can say amen. We know that God does not rest in the summer, and neither should we. Neither should our prayers and our worship. And for those of you who follow me on all social media, whether it be TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or any of the wonderful modern technology that we use, please remember that even during the summer, I will continue to post little services of prayers and blessings that fill our hearts, minds, and souls with joy, healing, and remembrance. So please, at least once a day, check out my social media for some inspiration so your heart can be filled with all that's good in life, all that is abundant to make us the essence of being human, whether it's physically or financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, in all ways that God gives us the blessing. And that starts with prayers and worship. But I also need your help. Each week, please contact me with birthdays, with anniversaries, with good news, with community events that bring us joy so I can announce them to our wonderful community of South Jersey and Greater Philadelphia. It would be my honor. And on that, certainly we can say amen. Any of my contacts can be found throughout social media or on my website at CantorBorsky.com. CantorBorsky.com, B-O-R-S-K-Y. And we know that many goals and dreams are accomplished even in the summertime. In fact, summertime may be the best time when we have a little bit more time to achieve all of our dreams and aspirations. One of my many goals that I do through my organization called Cantor Scott's Charities is each and every season I look for a new musically inclined teen to sponsor in our area. Normally, I musically fund one student per season, but as you know, we certainly live in times that demand multiple blessings. We can all use as many blessings as possible. I've always been inspired by the Karnofsky Foundation in New Orleans, or if you're from down south, New Orleans, named after a wonderful Jewish family that loved and guided and mentored a young boy named Louis Armstrong. In fact, this past week was the yard site, the anniversary of the death of Louis Armstrong. It's a wonderful story. Please go online when you have a chance and just Google Karnofsky Foundation. That's K-A-R-N-O-F-S-K-Y. And they certainly were an inspiration to Louis Armstrong and certainly continue to be an inspiration to many others. Each season, I personally sponsor a young child in our South Jersey area with music lessons that his or her family simply cannot afford. The latest is a wonderful young lady taking voice lessons at the awesome Nikki J Voice Studio in beautiful Cherry Hill. And now as summer begins, I want to continue with another child or more. So if you know of a family with a musically inclined child that their family is having financial difficulty just currently, just right now, they will certainly come out of it. Please contact me at 267-971-8799 or any of my social media that can be found at KentorBorski.com. And on that, of course, we all say amen. And I certainly want to say amen for our newest sponsor on Inspiration and Religion, without whom this program could not be possible. It's because of all the blessings of the sponsors. They are such wonderful, wonderful folks that I give thanks to every single day. Our newest sponsor beginning this week is Mark's Photography, M-A-R-K-S, Mark's Photography. And Mark's Photography is a family-owned husband and wife small business located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, but they certainly travel all throughout our area to bring beautiful services of photography to all experience and background. And Alan, the owner, and his wife, Cheryl, they have a 30-plus year professionally trained and published photography and has recently located to New Jersey. His list of clients range from private companies, sports organizations, charities. In fact, with Alan and Cheryl, I had the honor of personally officiating their wedding, and certainly that was and continues to be a blessing to me, and they continue to be a blessing to our community. When you book a portrait session with Mark's Photography, they never place limits on the amount of shooting time spent with their clients. They shoot an unlimited number of images and deliver all originals. The words mini session do not exist in their vocabulary, and they never charge for travel time. Their website is marksphotonj.com. That's marksphotonj.com. Phone number 267-644-6229, 267-644-6229, marksphotonj.com. Call them today to discuss your special event, and on them, certainly we all say amen. We also say amen for the life of James Caan, the actor. We know that he passed away just a few days ago. And what an actor he was, brought inspiration to so many through movies like The Godfather and Misery and Brian's Song. But we certainly know that most of his movies, such as Misery and Godfather, were not quite family-oriented, not quite movies that you would watch with your children. And that's okay for those who watch it, but I would highly ask the families and the wonderful people listening to Inspiration and Religion to seek out movies that are family-oriented, movies that bring the faith of God into your hearts, souls, and minds. They're not as easy to find, but they're getting much, much easier these days. So many movie companies and film firms are realizing, and actors and actresses are realizing, that those kind of movies appeal to millions. Not only can you make quality faith-based films, but they can bring in money as well. And in the recent few years, I have seen and I've heard about in production so many faith-based movies made by the likes of Kirk Cameron, his sister, Candace Cameron, and so many others who have gone on their road of life to make movies and television specials that bring God into our lives each and every second of the film. In fact, I was reading about this new movie about King David that is coming out in the fall, and so many others. So I would highly ask you to seek these movies out, listen to Inspiration and Religion, go to all my social media, and I will certainly promote all those movies that bring faith and honor to our lives. And on that certainly, we can all say, Amen. We also say Amen to all of the special people that we read about each week that bring us inspiration. And I wish I had so much time to share the inspiration of so many. But this one story that I read about an Illinois man with over 100 grandchildren is celebrating a huge milestone this past week at 108 years old. Izzer Tilson describes his life like a storybook. He raised 15 children who went on to give him more than 100 grandkids that he has had the privilege to watch and grow over the years. Tilson says, "I'm just happy being 108. 9 girls and 6 boys, not bad." And Tilson told his local Illinois radio station that he wants to live until 128. He is such a blessing to us all. He says that he gave a nod for his long and healthy life to God, saying, in addition to his health, the Bible is the reason for reaching that incredible milestone. He said he feels as strong as he did in the peak of his youth in his 20s. The milestone is so incredible that the city of Rockford, Illinois, wished Tilson a happy birthday by naming the 4th of July Izzer Tilson Day. And that is such, and he is such an inspiration to all of us. And the very fact that he claims that the Bible is the reason for him reaching his incredible age is certainly something that we should take to heart, take to our soul, and take to our mind. And certainly we can all say Amen. We certainly all say Amen for a wonderful sponsor of ours, Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care that you will smile about, ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure that you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments they believe you deserve their very best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website, thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They certainly look forward to hearing from you, and on them, we can all say Amen. So many wonderful events happened this week on the 4th of July. Our hearts certainly go out to the tragedies that did occur on the 4th of July around our country, of those dealing with guns and those being killed around our country. We say may their memories always be a blessing to their families, their friends, and their communities. And may their memories always last from generation to generation. We call that in Judaism the Dor Vador, and may our prayers reach out to them and bring them what we say in Hebrew, a refuah shlema, a complete and totalness of healing to the families, friends, and communities of those who were killed in tragedies on the 4th of July. And may they never, never happen again on a day that we are supposed to celebrate, a day that is supposed to bring us joy and patriotism. Those tragedies should never have happened, and we wish those families all of the mental health and the physical health and the guidance by God, so they can renew and recover and they can go on with their lives with all of the blessings of God. One of the miracles, however, that happened on that day in Philadelphia, my hometown, as they were celebrating by the Philadelphia Art Museum the 4th of July at night, there were two Philadelphia police officers shot. And luckily, and with the grace of God, the bullets just grazed them and they went to the hospital, and now they were out on that same night in health and will return to protecting us with our freedoms. One of the police officers, the bullet lodged in his police cap right next to a picture of the deceased police chaplain's funeral card that had the police chaplain's picture on it. This police officer placed that picture in the top of his police officer cap, and the bullet went through the cap and it landed and it stopped in lodged in the police cap right next to the picture of the police chaplain and saved the police officer's life. And that certainly can be considered in the category of a miracle. Certainly miracles happen each and every day. And certainly that was a miracle. And we pray for the health of all police officers around our country. We know that we live in a thin blue line, that they protect us each and every moment of the day. And may God protect all the police officers, and for them and their families, we all say amen. We also say amen for our wonderful sponsor, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. And that certainly is true. I've had the honor of officiating funerals there and other services there for our community many, many times. It is a beautiful, beautiful building. We have, and they have been serving all communities, all cultures and creeds and religions of South Jersey and beyond since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. Now, especially in the summer when we are off, when many families are off on excursions all around the world, or even on day trips, or have staycations where just staying around friends and families and neighbors, it is certainly important to remember, especially in the summer, that God never sleeps. God is always working on our dreams and goals and aspirations, and all that God needs is the ability to know that we are here. So each and every morning, wake up and say a prayer, say a one of the verses of whatever scriptures that mean something to your heart, and that is a sign to God, and God says, hey, they are praying to me. Let me help them set their goals in motion, set all their wonders and miracles in motion. You begin and tell God that you are ready, and God will take the wheel and drive you in the road that will take you to the answers to all of the dreams that you had. We all know that prayer reminds us that we are not in control, but makes us understand and connects us with the one who is. Let me say that again. Have that on your heart. Prayer reminds us that we are not in control, but connects us with the one who is. So when we pray, our prayers surround us with the armor of God So when negativity in many religions, we call that Satan. In Hebrew, Satan. That is the negative influence. We all know the saying, and often people will see me wearing a hat or a shirt or a hoodie that says, not today, Satan. And not today, Satan, will be true. If you wake up in the morning and say a prayer, say a scripture, and surround yourself with the armor of God to protect you from all the slings and arrows that this world can throw at us, all of the negativity and the want-to-do sins that Satan, that Satan, wants to give us. We all remember when we were children, we watched these commercials. We watched these commercials, we watched these cartoons. And my favorite cartoons was when the angel was on one shoulder and the devil was on the other shoulder. And the devil was saying, do this, you can do this, don't worry about it, you can do this. And the angel on the other side was saying, don't listen to him, don't do this, you know it's not right. And the angel and the devil went back and forth, and hopefully for all of us, that the angel, our guardian angel, the angels that live within us, the angels that guard us, the angels that God sends to us, is the winner most, if not all, of the time. And that will happen when you wake up in the morning and you go to bed at night with words of scripture on your heart, with the love of God on your heart. There is a wonderful prayer in Judaism. It's called the Ve'ahavta, which means, and you shall love. And of course, who shall we love? But that would be God. And we are commanded, whatever scripture that you read, whatever religion you are, we are commanded to love God with all our hearts, our souls, and our strength. Loving God is not a choice. It's not like we say, well, I will if I want to, but I won't if I don't want to. Loving God is not a suggestion. It's a commandment from God. And why? Because we are created in the image of God. That is why God created us, to worship him. And from our worship of God comes all the answers to all of the goals and dreams and aspirations that we have. From our worship of God, God says, this is why I created you, to live in the image of God. And as we always say, sometimes the only God anyone ever sees is the God in you and the God in me. And someone who brings the God to so many each day and is a blessing to all of us is Bonnie, the owner of the men's and boys' store in beautiful Warminster, Pennsylvania, in the Warminster Shopping Center. And the men's and boys' store is ready for you for the summer. Each and every day, new summer clothing is coming in, summer merchandise daily in both the men's and boys' departments, summer wear, suits, sports coats, khaki, sportswear, and shoes for your summer weddings, for bar and bat mitzvahs, for confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring too, for any of your summer family get-togethers, for any of the events you have for your business and at work. Bonnie at the men's and boys' store is ready for you, located at 320 York Road in the beautiful Warminster Shopping Center. I know people that come from our whole area, not just Bucks County where Warminster is, but all over Pennsylvania, all over New Jersey specifically, because Bonnie and the men's and boys' store is the best. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly, which we all remember for those of us who are from Northeast Philly, and Huntington Valley for 25 years, currently in Warminster Shopping Center. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060, or just drop by and you can look as spiffy and as handsome as all of us who get our wonderful boys and men's clothes from Bonnie. And for her, we can all say certainly, amen. Now, during the summer, certainly, There are so many distractions that we have simply because it's summer. All of the places that we're going, all our staycation plans, all of our summer activities, all of our vacations, and just the different troubles in life. But I need to tell you, refuse each and every morning when you wake up, refuse to let distractions take you off course from where God wants you to be. Refuse to let distractions take you off course from where God wants you to be. Stay in line whenever any negativity is coming in your life. Please know that certainly our lives are filled with much more than our job. You know, our job is not our mission. The job that we go to from 9 to 5 is not the mission, the goal that God has for us. Very few people whose job is what they are meant to do in life to make the world a better place. Certainly some of us, like me, I am so fortunate that my job as a chaplain, as a cantor, as a rabbi, as a pastor, is certainly a mission, and I thank God for that each and every day. But for most of us, our job is just J-O-B. We go to pay our finances, we go to pay the bills, and to hopefully it's as enjoyable as we can make it. But that's not the mission to make our way in life and to make a world a better place. That happens outside of our job. So refuse to let your job distract you and take you off course from where God wants you to be. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. So please contact me by any means possible and let me know of all the miracles and wonders that are being created in your community by yourself, by your children, and by your grandchildren. I would love to announce them and to share them with the world, because as we have spoken about, when a miracle, a blessing happens to you, it can happen to all of us. And if you are in a down stage in your life, all you have to do is listen to the miracles and blessings that are happening to others. And in that way, you will know that you are next. So as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.